All right, I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'll call the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We have 11:15 agenda item that we're starting at 11:22. Meeting with County Assessor regarding Platte Room Project. All right, so take it away.
Good morning, Commissioners, Chairman Holton, Commissioner Van Beek, Commissioner Brooks. So we're looking to potentially, or we're looking at having a surplus in our current fiscal year 2024 budget. And when we first were commencing on the remodeling project on the north side of our office, we didn't have budgeted for glass across the top of the new cubicles that Director Britton's team built. And I've seen other offices come back with and request to use some of the money that they didn't end up or having a surplus and use the surplus on another project. So I was hoping to go down that same avenue and complete the project for the appraisal team. This is for glass that would go across the cubicles and help with sound retention. We were lucky enough this year to get through our appeal season with not very many phone calls, so it wasn't a huge deal, but values haven't changed very much. At a rare year, and I expect the calls coming into that group will change substantially in the future again. So we'd like to have the walls or the glass partitions installed and completed and be ready for when that happens.
Do you have a dollar amount of what your surplus might be and if it covers what you're wanting to do?
In speaking with Clerk Hogeboom, he was looking at the bottom numbers, and I'm looking at the bottom numbers, and I have at least 50 grand in one spot that I know that I'm going to save. And that's, I have some unfilled positions.
So you have some A.
Yeah, I have some A budget. Plus there's I have a set of computers that the cost came in less than we anticipated on the budget item. So I'll have some of the savings in that line as well.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I'm curious why this wasn't done already. Was this part of the plan from the beginning? In the remodel?
I believe it was part of the plan, and I think we ran out of money.
Yeah.
What do you mean you ran out of money?
So when we initially, a year and a half ago, when we were, or maybe even longer than that, when we were estimating how much the appraiser side would cost to build out, we put in $25,000, and the cost of materials and everything has significantly went up since we created that initial budget.
I feel like I'm missing something here.
So Commissioner Brooks, like the sheriff's building that's, or the public safety building, whatever we're labeling that building, that had plans, architectural plans, our plans were in-house plans, and our plans changed a little bit as we went through time. But in our initial discussions, we anticipated only needing to spend $25,000. Part of the communication with Director Britton and I thought we included the glass in that original $25,000, but we didn't. It was only for the hardwood materials and insulation and wiring, stuff like that. So where we didn't have architectural plans, we didn't have really a fixed hard budget item, I guess is what I'm saying. With our in-house expert architectural plans that we created, we didn't have the full item accounted for.
Well, I mean, Miss Mr. Chairman, Assessor, this would almost double that 25,000, so.
Yes. Yeah, we would, if we were on the same page, we would have put in a lot higher number originally.
Okay, and I guess, I hate to do this on the record, but I'm going to take a little issue with the, we have savings and we're coming back and comparing it to the sheriff. This is what the sheriff brings to us. This isn't the exact one, but it's the same. With all of their projects, with significant detail, breaking down of costs and everything, that, and they stick to it. So when they come to us to use savings, they're just doing next year's projects with this year's savings. They're not taking a project that they told us and then is changed in the process and then asking for more money on top of it. So it's, for me, it's not necessarily apples and oranges or apples to apples in a comparison. So I just want to state that.
Would you like us to put together a book like that for you?
It would be fantastic for planning purposes and for the budget and what we're trying to do. I think that would be
sure.
That would be great.
Yeah. Commissioner Brooks, I've as you know, I've been asking for a playbook so we can all play by the same rules, and I'm more than willing, as long as I just know that we're everybody's standard on what we're requesting and what we need in the future. No qualms. Yep, I can do that.
Thank you.
Commissioner, if I might, the remodel project went great. We really worked well with the facilities team, and I want to make sure and get that on the record. Ricky was great to work with, as was Carl. We had a couple of minor things and had to arm wrestle over those, but just the way it built out, the way it all worked out, it was really nice. And I don't know if you're familiar with our situation over there, but we had our appraiser split between the two offices, which created issues for me. And so it was nice getting them all together. I think the way, I'm not sure if you've seen the build out yet, but we plan on having a picnic coming up, and we can kind of turn it into an open house and have you come over and take a look at how the setup and how it all went. And the only, and it's not necessarily a drawback, but we had planned on this glass partitioning between each of the cubicles, because we are pretty close over there, but it's the way it was designed, but it is very noisy. So I just want to add, I mean, there is a reason that we're asking for the glass partitioning. It's noisy when people are on the phones or if they're communicating between each other. So it's not just a hollow request. It truly was, we thought, in the build out to begin, but it just didn't work out that way.
Sorry. Go ahead. I know you want to jump in.
It's fine.
So how tall are the walls?
48 inches.
So if I'm sitting out there on the phone with a 4-foot wall, you want to go 16 more to block the sound?
16 inches more, just with the glass. Yes.
Yeah, go ahead, Rick.
So, Mr. Chair, Commissioners, so when we did start this, and like Mr. Sander is stating, you know, when we do come up with budgetary numbers, it is months prior. Our initial start of this was, again, doing cubicles, two offices, and the conference room. But again, all the desk on the cubicles were L-shaped desk. That changed to U-shape and to stand-up. And that's something that we brought forward at the time, was stand-up. As of glass, I don't recall ever talking about glass on there, because it was supposed to be most of the time just, it was an L-shaped sit-down all the time. With the 4 foot, our standard cubicle height is 42 inches. It's normally where we do everywhere else. We did raise them up for that reason, but just for individuals that are maybe in the back, and if somebody comes up toward the front, even though, so they could see you at the 4 foot, so they could still be able to visually at least see somebody come inside the office. Again, you know, there was a few things that changed, and that's where we did come up. It was L-shaped, and that's where we came up with the budgetary $25,000 was for the L-shape. And again, there was a few things that changed, and I agreed that I would compensate, take it out of mine. It was roughly around $7,000 more that I took out of my budget to finish this project. Again, the two offices shrunk a little bit, but then we added two more workstations. So there was a few things that added to that, you know, to that extra cost. But the initial start, I never included glass, either side. And again, so it's, I don't feel like it changed too much on the plat room side. I can tell you on the assessor side, it changed a lot. Every time I turned around, it was changing. But on this, I thought we worked really close and we tried to keep this. And again, this number's a number that we put together on L-shape in April, May, so.
And Chairman, you were in tandem, like you were presented with their ideas and you built this to the specs that you were provided, correct?
Yeah, so Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, normally what we do is we'll get together and I know Jennifer's really good. She does a lot of the blueprints and everything and she'll kind of draw it out. She did a lot of the work for us, like drawing it out and sketching it. And what we do is go over and see if make sure the numbers are right, make sure it's going to work like we're hoping it, you know, works in that space. And then we go in and we calculate a number to it. And so that's kind of where we already kind of figured the 48-inch height, because that's splitting a sheet in half. It's the best use of material, because if I went any higher, we have a ton of waste. You know, you just have a lot of extra waste on it too. So we did minimize, I believe, they only have one drawer system, you know, because of the stand-up desk. So we kind of compromised to a little bit on only going with one drawer, but you got some of these stations, I believe they're 6 or 7 foot long. I think the desk is all stand-up desk. So again, I think maybe that's where someone's coming in, because if somebody's standing, that's where I could see now it's over the top of the wall. And so that could be the issue. But again, that was not discussed with stand-ups prior when we figured out the budget number. And it was just something that we've started really putting in through the months, and everybody loves them, so.
I can attest to that.
Yeah.
Did a great job.
And Chairman, just a question, but we have been over there. I think Brian, maybe that you gave us the tour, but this is in essence a call center.
Yes.
Yes, and so like when I call centers, I can hear other people in the background. I don't know how you measure that decibel or that noise interference, but I guess I would wonder if that 16-inch addition would even mitigate that noise. It's a confined space, and you have people talking all the time.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, I think on the 16, it was an 18-inch glass, 16, whatever it is. You're still going to get a lot of bouncing, especially if they're standing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's what really changed was the standing part of it. You know, if they're standing up, if they're having that conversation while they're standing, which I stand up all the time at mine, but I don't have, you know, I just have the Varidesk. But I think even with the glass, you might still get some sound, you know, because you're going to be standing unless it's a requirement where you got to be sitting on the phone. But I mean, that's not, you know, so that's not feasible. But I think that's kind of what really the big change is, was it wasn't configured at the initial start to be a stand-up desk.
Right. Thanks.
Mr. Chairman, I got a couple more questions. The proposal I'm looking at has a date of 5-4. Is there a more recent one than that?
Chairman Holt, Commissioner Brooks, yes. We got an updated one, 8/27 of 24 for $18,946.18.
So it went up about $850.
Yeah.
Does that one also have a lead time of 3 to 4 weeks on glass and 2 to 3 weeks for partition posts and doors? Like, I don't even know if we were to say yes to this, that we could get it in this budget year.
The lead times are, I mean, glass, because I'll order the glass in. I can't tell you. It'll be tight.
And then, Mr. Chairman, I guess where I'm at is this feels like we have an unbudgeted item in front of us in the ninth inning of the current fiscal year. I don't know how to reconcile that. I can't even accurately describe it, and I'm scared of setting a precedence where if we approve something like this, now other unbudgeted items, some other office or department are going to come forward and be requested as well. And on top of the timing. Because, I mean, what happens if we were to approve this and the glass comes in 5 weeks? Now we're in a new fiscal year and we really didn't budget for it.
Do you want me to attempt to answer? So if the clerk was here, maybe he could provide an adequate answer. But so any unspent funds will go into fund balance, correct? So essentially that money, whether it hits in this budget cycle or next budget cycle, we've already collected for it. It just depends on where it comes in as. If we don't get it done by the end of September, that money's going to go to fund balance, which my accounts still draw from the assessor reevaluation fund balance every month, right? So it's still going to be there. The money's still going to be there. It's not like we're giving it back or sending it somewhere else.
Mr. Chairman, I think the difference, yeah, I get the money part. Well, we have the money, but it's essentially an unbudgeted item either way. So that I don't know what to do with. That sounds like a open the budget kind of thing for.
Chairman.
Yes.
And just having passed through more than 60 meetings on the open record for the budget, the contingency amount, the unspent of the fund balance is going to be exceptionally tight. And so this is what was frustrating about the previous board that I worked with. They would look at the cost of something and marginalize that in the overall comparison to the budget itself as a whole. And all of it matters. It's very tight. The previous board's majorities have supported and approved budgeting practices that have us in a very narrow range of contingencies with a lot of needs. So what I'm saying is all the dollars matter.
I want to talk about precedence for a little bit, because I think that's perhaps the part that bothers me. And I hear what you're saying, that there isn't a procedure and that the sheriff has a procedure and nobody else has a procedure. And it's difficult to go from zero to something. And the prior boards seemingly didn't have anything. The sheriff did it out of a vacuum because he had a long-range plan and was desperate to stop the turnover. So, which puts you in an unfair position because one did and nobody else was told and nobody else had the opportunity to be creative and do their own long-range plan and bring it before the board. Let's debate for a little bit the issue of the unspent funds, whether it's A budget or B budget, outside of the budget. So in other words, there's unspent funds, obviously, that were budgeted that are not going to be consumed as that original plan. I think that we did that last year once. For the life of me, I'm sitting here trying to think what it was, but I know that we made a board decision. But as I remember, it was a one and done deal. It didn't trickle over into next year's budget. This is the part that bothers me about this issue, is that even if we authorize the okay to go ahead with this, we know that on the books it's gonna go into next year's budget. So,
Mr. Chairman, the only thing I can recall from last year that we did at about this hour was purchase land for the landfill.
You're probably correct.
I would not put that in the same class as this for a multitude of reasons.
Right. But. Okay. Fair enough. Thanks for reminding me. So how do we want to discuss this, or you guys, you've stated your point.
I guess where I'm at is, for a couple different reasons, I'm not comfortable going forward with it, and go this next year, and if it's a significant problem, then look at it and put it in next year's budget, and then that alleviates both of my concerns.
Okay.
Chairman. Director Britton has been intentional to implement a project management system that appears to be working well. One of the frustrations that he expressed to me when he took over as director is there really wasn't a maintained priority. And I know he has projects everywhere. He's assumed a whole nother department. I would support Commissioner Brooks' suggestion that this is a project that needs to wait. What I hear is there was maybe not the communication on the part of the assessor's office that was clear enough to even bid this project. There was cost overruns. Was it $8,000 from your budget? Is that right?
Roughly $7,000.
Okay, $7,000. And so the changes are expensive, and I believe that we have to hold, given the budget year that we're in. The clerk and the board worked diligently. There's a lot of hours in this budget, and all the contingency, even though there's a return to general fund, there are places everywhere for those dollars. So I am in support of what Commissioner Brooks is suggesting, that we have to hold with the new construction and the project that's been completed and not put another project on facilities that's unbudgeted. That, to me, is different. Again, I will say that I find that not the same comparison as the cost savings for life and safety in many instances on what we were doing with the sheriff's office. That was a public safety issue. So I would not be able to feel comfortable moving forward this late in the budget process.
So, okay. So that's a board majority. Do we have any counsel for them about relief, since we discussed that it literally is a call center, and if there is audio pollution from one to another in their daily tasks, because I don't perceive these phone calls as being congenial. Many of them are ramped up in my terminology. How do we address customer quality of customer service? Do we have any guidance for them to do that? So I'm not being against what your positions are at all. I'm just saying that we have a customer service issue that we have to acknowledge exists, that it's come to light. And so do we have any guidance for the assessor on how to, if it becomes an issue, how to come before us and handle that? Because I get the timing, I get all of this. I'm not gonna be argumentative about that whatsoever. So do we have any guidance for that? Because I don't see that. We didn't put it in this year's budget, right? It wasn't contemplated for. It got cut.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, when this, the way I understand this, the way this started, this project, standing up was not in the cards. And then midstream, standing up became part of the cards. So I don't sit down for the next year or stand up like when you're not on the phone. I don't know. We're normally not in the minutiae of another office or department and how they operate their daily lives. But considering the request and the hour of the request, like, here we are. And I don't like it. I don't like sitting here telling you how I think it should be handled, but I guess it's where it is. I didn't change the plans. I had nothing to do with the plans. So,
okay.
I don't want to be in the minutia of how the assessor runs his office. So,
good points. But my question was, do we have any guidance in for them if it becomes a customer service quality issue, how do we handle it in the future?
And I guess at that point, it would come back to a question of whether or not we've formed a reserve account this year.
Right.
Like, if it is this god-awful terrible that, you know, nobody can talk without hearing the other person's conversation, then we probably have some funds in that account to do something.
Okay. Commissioner Van Beek?
Well, the difference between sitting and standing, I don't think Commissioner Brooks has a wrong thought. And I assume that the assessor's office gets regular employee breaks and that people are able to, I don't know. I attended a leadership training, and one of the things that they talked about is trying to accommodate if there's an environmental, something in the environment. There's two offices in there. I have no idea if they're occupied, but that was the solution for one employee that was having trouble performing. I don't think everybody's bothered by that. Some people might be bothered by that. And so then they have an office space available for high conflict calls. You probably know who your frequent flyer people are that are less congenial than others. I think Commissioner Brooks is right. I don't want to tell the assessor. I think he runs a good program. I think he has loyal staff. I think it's unfortunate that there wasn't better communication on the schematics that were provided, that Director Britton accommodated the changes. And so sometimes just this is strictly, we're a tight year, and I think Chairman, I guess I don't find the question even reasonable in a call center. You're going to have people, unless you had individual offices, that's not, You're not going to eliminate that noise, whether you put 16 inches, no inches, all those people in one room, it was built to be a call center. You're going to have noise. The answer was that maybe on the planning side of that, if that was an issue, that should have been crafted into mitigating those concerns on the front end. There's not much at this stage, and it, what I heard Director Britton say was that you had offices that you had to reconfigure even after they were, you had built part of that out. I don't know.
Okay. Do you feel that you've got some kind of guidance of where the board's position is?
100%.
Okay, all right. Again, we value your service. You have a great staff. This isn't about anything to do with indirect punitive measures or anything else. This has to do with, we feel a undue burden about the dadgum budget and trying to stay to it. And we literally are banking on the 12 to 13% of unexpended budgetary amounts, and that goes into this coming budget. And we live and die on that right now because of where we're at. And so the precedence thing may sound like an excuse to hide behind, but it is a thing that makes it very hard to ethically say yes to one group and say, oh, willy-nilly no to another group. And it's frustrating because I can see your need. Okay, you don't have to demonstrate that to me. So,
Chairman, may I also say that where we were unable in this year to accommodate this particular request, the board was sensitive to your retention issues and did respond on the fair market adjustment for the employees that do an amazing job. I know my husband went out there and he came home and said they are above average, excellent employees. It's well managed. So there was a lot. We've heard that from more than one person. So I wouldn't necessarily agree with the assessment of this request. I would say that there was a prioritization of what the need in your office was, and to retain quality employees, which is what you have with a great supervisor out there. This fell below the bar, and we were not, it was not just the assessor. There were other areas. Director Britton cut approximately $1.3 million out of the original request that was submitted to the board for projects. Everybody was asked to dig deep. And again, given the past practices from a prior clerk, and I did not vote for that. I can say I will vote for transparency and looking at all the dollars and asking county government to do what citizens have to do, and that is to live within a budget. And it's that simple.
Okay. Is there any other questions? Are we at a point that we can adjourn?
I move we adjourn, Chairman.
All right. Let's consider ourselves adjourned.